devotional message based on Isaiah 11, 1 through 10, which talks about creatures as well, so it is very relevant to the story we just heard. I'll start here with verse 1, and I'll go ahead and read the passage. A shoot will grow up from the stump of Jesse, a branch will sprout from his roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of planning and strength, a spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in fearing the Lord. He won't judge by appearances, nor decide by hearsay. He will judge the needy with righteousness and decide with equity for those who suffer in the land. He will strike the violent with the rod of his mouth. By the breath of his lips, he will kill the wicked. For righteousness will be the belt around his hips, and faithfulness the belt around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion will feed together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and a lion will eat straw like an ox. A nursing child will play over the snake's hole, and toddlers will reach right over the serpent's den. They won't harm or destroy anyone on my holy mountain, for the earth will surely be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just as the water covers the sea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Our scripture goes a lot this morning with the message that we just heard from the children and youth about God's lovely creatures and how ideally in the days to come when the world was created in the Garden of Eden, all the animals and the people lived peacefully together. There was no eating or harming of one another. Advent is a season of waiting. We wait for the arrival of Christ to come again for the second time. And in that time, that is where this passage again is taking place, that the earth will be the way in which it was meant to be. Animals will lie together and not harm one another. A child can be near a serpent's den and not be in danger. That all of God's creatures were meant to live together in harmony for us to enjoy one another. Each of us are called by God this morning to live in a world of Advent, meaning to live with hope, peace, joy, and love in the light of Christ, and to care for all of the creatures around us. I love that in the announcements we still have about the wheat bundles, because again, you are caring for God's creation by feeding the birds that are still around this season and being a light to even the smallest of creatures that God has created on this earth. And so I'm not gonna continue with a very long message this morning, but just that we are to have hope in the world around us, that there was meant to be peace, and that peace is through the Son, Jesus Christ, and the peace of God's creation coming together to sing joyfully, to share in one another. And that's what Advent is about. That's what Christmas is about, being reminded of the birth of Christ who came to save and redeem us, to save and redeem the world, to give us peace, hope, joy, and love. So on this third Advent Sunday where we celebrate in joy, let that be the light that brings you comfort and peace this day, and let the joy fill your hearts so that you too might rejoice with all of God's creatures in singing joy to the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for the creatures that you have created, for the joy of children and youth, for the joy of your church as we minister to one another, as you minister to us. Let your light shine in our hearts as we care for all of your people, all of the smallest of creatures, and everyone that you have placed in our lives for a reason. We ask that you remind us of your light and joy this day as we celebrate and continue to share love, hope, peace, and joy with one another in the story of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.